You're listening to DottoTech, brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.
Joining me on the line now is an old friend, Jim Galpin, who is the manager of channel sales for North America for Avast Security. Thanks for coming on, Jim.
Hey, my pleasure. Anytime.
Avast is a really popular online, primarily available online, security solution. And Jim has been in the security game for as long as anybody I can remember. And it just doesn't get any safer out there, does it, Jim?
There's always something there to cause us grief and trouble, so we always have to be aware.
Grief and trouble for the rest of the world, it warms your heart.
Yeah, every time somebody has a problem, I'm making money.
You know, I just installed some software on my smartphone for Bump to allow me to exchange information back and forth just by tapping my my knuckles against somebody else with their phone. And as I was installing this, I was thinking, oh my gosh, just what in the world is happening in the world of mobile security? Because it's not something that we give a lot of thought to, but I am now exchanging information back and forth. I hear people like PayPal are talking about having using my cell phone or my phone to be able to just, you know, touch and make payments in terminals, and I'm thinking, wow, this is an opportunity both for commerce and for the bad guys.
Well, it's very true, and I think we've just sort of scratched the surface a little bit. I know in the U.S. they're already starting to do banking with scanned copies of checks and things of that, all done with your smartphone. So it's getting to be pretty challenging. But we really need to make sure that our smartphones are protected. Android phones, there's lots of them out there. We basically got two platforms, Android and the iPhone. There's lots of security programs available for the iPhone, appropriate for the Android Android phone, and many of them are free. And even the free ones are fantastic. And everybody should make sure that they have some security on the iPhone. You think of the data that you keep on it, all your contact list, your phone numbers, your email, corporate email, your bank cards. You do your bank transactions all on your smartphone now, not necessarily on your computer.
Yeah, all your loyalty cards. I use a program that keeps all my loyalty cards there, which gives access to all of my stuff.
Yeah, extremely important to make sure that you protect your phone because you have data there that's very important, and you don't want it to get lost, stolen. And the other thing that most of these smartphone security programs do is have a feature on it that will help you shut it down, lock it up, make it useless if somebody steals it or you lose it. You can always turn it back on, but those are some of the features that you want to look for in a smartphone security program.
Now, are we kind of in the same place as we are in the PC game in that the Apple users are a little bit less at risk than the Android users? Because Android is such an open system. Is it going to be the main target for the hackers at this point?
Yeah, at this point it is. And it is, again, a proprietary thing around, Apple's sort of proprietary with their operating system, where the Android system is open to anybody, and there's lots of different companies using it, and it's not as secure. So we just have to be aware of that and protect ourselves because of it.
Now, you folks have a lot of your software is available for free download, and you have more advanced versions that you can purchase. You have a good mobile solution?
Our mobile solution is fantastic. It's got great reviews. People feel free to go up to the internet and look at it. At Avast.com, it's a free app. Interesting, when it was first launched in January, we got 1 million users in 16 days. It's been just widely accepted. And again, it's free, and it rivals most of the other paid apps too. So, small plug, but we're not asking for any money. You'll just love it.
Now we've reached the point where you're actually recommending to everybody security software for your phone as well.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it?
I tell you. Well, you know what? It's good that we're getting the message out. We don't have to like the message, but it's good that it's getting out there.
Well, it's best to be protected, right? I mean, all we want to do is make sure we're safe.
And as you say, you know, and we do so much more with our smartphones now. I mean, we were talking about nomophobia on the show last week where people are panicking at the thought of losing their cell phone. Are you nomophobic, Jim? If you didn't have your cell phone, would you turn around and drive home to pick it up?
I'd be worried for sure.
You'd get off the airplane to go back. But yeah. The bottom line is that we're using it so much.
It's got everything on it.
Yeah, absolutely. It has absolutely everything on it. But what about back in the traditional world of our homes and our desktop computers? Now, one thing before we talk about the phishing scams, which I know go on, and I want to make sure we talk about, is I'm wondering what's happening as we're really starting to build out our home networks. So many people are now setting up media file sharing so that they have a central PC and they're sharing their music and their television and their video over a small home network. The very nature of that means that the network has to be a little bit more open. Is that putting home networks a little bit more at risk for people coming in and invading?
Yeah, I think it means that our networks are doing a lot more than they used to do. And our networks are open all the time. We have we don't turn our computer off at night anymore, so we need to make sure that all our things are protected all the time. So we want to guard for those kind of things. And there's lots of great solutions out there now for small home networks. You can buy little managed solutions that you can purchase for your all your computers in your house, where you can manage it from one little console. So you can make sure that all your kids' computers have the latest virus definitions, and you can see when things are out of date or when things aren't connected to the network. I mean, a lot of those kind of things. It's not really parental controls. It's really managing the solution in your house the same way you might do in a small business as well.
So you have one console for the software that will allow you to see and update the virus definitions that make sure that all of the computers are up to date and they don't have backdoors open, that sort of stuff.
Exactly.
And again, I know you don't want to plug a vast too much, but that's available in your guys'
managed solution. We have a product. It's not a free product, but yes, we have a small, we would call it a business product, really, but it's essentially the kind of thing that I've installed in my house. It's pretty cool. It looks after things. If you have laptops and you take them to work, they will continue to be updated and continue to work, even though it may not be connected to your home network. So it turns on to sort of automatic state or disconnected state and continues to operate the same as it would if it was connected to your network. Now, you mentioned something earlier, though, and I think just one little thing that I want to talk about, and that was on the phishing side of things.
Yes.
You know, we've been hammered by those kind of things for the last number of years. And lately, just from us locally here in the Vancouver area, many of us are Shaw customers. And you may get emails from what looks like Shaw telling you that your email account is expired or it's reached its limit. Those are all scams. They're all trying to get you to give you your Shaw account number or your credit card number and things like that. Just want to make people aware, and I know I've got emails from Shaw letting us know that, but I think it's just, again, one of those kind of things where we just want to be careful the kind of things we look at and how we respond to them are appropriate.
Phishing attacks...
You don't want to give away numbers, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, these phishing attacks can be quite sophisticated and look quite polished. I get them regular, and I notice them because I bank a lot at Bank of Montreal and their MBanks, their online service, and I regularly get a phishing attack that's sending through about how somebody's tried to access my MBanks account or something like that. And there's always a link embedded within these emails. They're asking you to click on the link, and it'll bring you to a site that looks identical to the login screen of Bank of Montreal, or in that case, it would be a Shaw webmail. And that point there, it's not, though, the real site. What it's doing is, and it might even pass you through into the real site when it's done, but what it's going to do is it's going to skim off your password and your account number as you sign in.
Exactly. Those are the things. And you sometimes look at the language on some of the basic emails you might get. Many of them aren't designed here in North America. They come from another country,
yeah,
somewhere on the other part of the world. Look at how it's written. Does the language make sense? Would a North American person write the paragraphs that way? Those are telltale signs that this is a phishing scam. The first thing you want to do is hit the delete button, throw it in a trash can, get rid of it. Don't even go near it. Just get rid of it, and then don't run any risk.
And never log on to any of your accounts through an embedded link in an email.
Absolutely.
Always navigate directly through the web browser.
Absolutely.
That's good advice. Now, I'm looking at your guys' website here, Jim, and I'm seeing that you've got some Avast backup, and you've also got Avast EasyPass password management. I want to ask you about both those. First of all, your backup. Are you guys getting into cloud computing with everybody else?
Yeah, well, this is a small solution that we know customers need to protect their data from, so this is designed to make sure people can do their backup, make sure that up to the cloud. Online backup is really a great solution because you don't have to worry about extra hard drives or cables or things like that. And it's all secure and it's safe, and we can always restore it whenever you need it. And it's an inexpensive way to look after things, and you know it's secure. And again, the password manager is just a small little inexpensive solution to make sure that you encrypt your passwords so that if somebody does hack in, they can't see those passwords. They can't. You're protected from that aspect. I just think it's little things that we all have to do to protect ourselves. Again, you know, common sense is one thing. Backing up is another thing. I mean, it's the same thing. We've got important data, family pictures, and all that kind of stuff that we want to keep, you know, forever. And we want to make sure that we have them at some point when we want to get them back.
So. Well, I think people should all have a good backup plan for all of, especially those family memories, the photos and the, more than anything, family pictures. And I think that using an online backup, as well as using a hard drive as well locally at home, using a, you know, using the two different levels of backup is just I can't tell you how many times I've talked to friends or had people write me saying, you know, my computer crashed or I lost my computer and all of my pictures are there and
yeah,
they're devastated.
Yeah, it's the old fault-tolerant thing, right? You got to make sure you have double backups for everything. And those are important things. It's like, you know, it's like having a picture and your house burns down and it's gone forever. If you have it in a dump, a couple of different locations, you know, you're protected forever.
Never get it back. And part of that, one of the issues now is our technology is becoming so darned reliable that when a hard drive does fail, it used to be something that we could accept and we would, you know, oh, my hard drive crashed. We used to say that to each other all the time. It doesn't happen very much anymore.
Yeah, things are very, very, nothing breaks. They're very durable. And technology, too, is embedded into our lives so much more than it was, even 10 or 15 years ago. I mean, again, back to the smartphone. How many of us have wax of pictures on our smartphone or tablets? You know, we're walking around with our iPad or our Android tablet or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, we got lots of data and information, pictures, all of that. You know, we got to look after those kind of things.
Yeah, one of the first things that I set up on my iPhone was photo stream sharing so that as soon as I take a picture on the iPhone, as soon as it gets into my Wi-Fi network, it copies it over into my iPhoto, and my iPhoto backs up every day onto a time machine. And once a week, everything backs up onto the cloud. So yeah. I'm making sure that's my strategy. I make sure it's backed up everywhere.
If we can impress that to everybody else, I think that's a good step in the right direction.
Thanks so much. Jim Galpin is the manager of channel sales for North America for Avast. If you want to check out any of their security solutions, avast.com. But I think Jim will heartily endorse saying, regardless of where you want to choose the Avast product or look at another one, make sure you're using a good security product, a good backup product, and make sure that you're... And if especially if you're on an Android phone now, take a look and make sure you're getting some security on that as well.
Absolutely.
Jim Galpin, thanks for your time, sir.
Hey, my pleasure, Steve.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Dottotech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.